Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I hope everyone is having a good night. Welcome to the show. Welcome from the north, from the east, from the south, from the west. Welcome to the show. This is your host for tonight, Minister Von Dumas, and I am coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. So once again, welcome to the show, full of a seat. Let somebody know it is time to just hear what the Lord has for us tonight. So it's a great honor just to be here with you as we're talking about our responsibility to rest. Our responsibility to rest. Amen? Something to be able to rest in the word of the Lord, to be comfortable enough to know that He is our answer, He has the answers, He's our everything, and we can rest in that. Hallelujah, we can take comfort in that. We can trust in His word. Amen, amen. We're going to be coming to you tonight from the book of Psalms, Psalms 23. We know that one, and God bless that He is our shepherd. And we need nothing as long as we have our shepherd. Psalm 37 is where we're coming, and we're going to start with verse 1, going through verse 8. Amen? And as you get that, we're going to start with a prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the word. After the prayer, we're going to come straight into reading our daily warfare. Amen? And then we'll jump right into the word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we just present ourselves as a living sacrifice, dear Father, for you to direct our spirits, our souls, and our minds in the directions that you would have us to be, the things that you would want us to say on this journey and see. We just thank you, dear Father, for all that you offer, dear Father, your trust and your comfort, your direction. Thank you for your mighty power and the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives, dear Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, dear Father. Thank you for the authority that you have given us, dear Father, as we walk on this journey, dear Father. We're never alone. We have your authority of the power that your Father has given unto you, the Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That you share with us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that directs us and comforts us, dear Father. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil things that are around us. The authority gives us the power to squash those things, hallelujah. And we call things as not what we see them, dear Father, but what you would have them to be in our lives. We ask for blessings over everyone listening in tonight, live or in the archives. We ask for blessings over their families, dear Father, over their situations that's going on in their lives, on their jobs, in their church homes. Every preacher, teacher, leader that has been called by your name and that is standing on your word, delivering your word to the sick, to the shut-in, to the injured, we just praise and bless them with your Holy Spirit right now. Lift them up, dear Father, where they're all bowed down and bent down and maybe just things is coming against them from the north, east, south, and west. We just counsel them as we intercede for them in prayer right now. In the mighty Holy Ghost, we say thank you. We now, dear Father, will ask that we would just not get ourselves in the way of messing and blocking our blessings. So we ask you to move us out of the way, dear Father. Hallelujah. I know we're so sensitive, dear Father. We so whine about everything. We worry about everything, dear Father. Strengthen us, Jesus, in those needs, dear Father. Strengthen us, Jesus. Strengthen us, Jesus. And move us out of the way. Hallelujah. But the things that we whine about, the things that we're worrying about, you have it all in your hands, and you're trying to get it to us, and you're trying to deliver it to us. And we're blocking it with our worry. We're blocking it, dear Father, by coming to the altar and saying one thing, but getting up and trying to back that whole thing up and carry it with us. And you're begging us to lead it here. I got this. Father, teach us how to lead it here. we just gotta leave this here. We pray for each other in our situations that we leave it there, leave it there, leave it there. And we move out of the way and just trust you, Jesus, to just give us what we need. Trust you, Jesus, so we can rest that you have our best in mind. Trust you, Jesus. We can rest for sure that all is well in your home. We abide in you. We've invited you to abide in us. We need not run around trying to do it in our own will. Hallelujah. Teach us how to be true children of God, to see all that you have for us. Not being left out. The Father has so much for us, but we're not receiving it because of ourselves, our own blocked mind, our blocked heart. We're working so hard in our energy, wearing ourselves down, wearing ourselves out, trying to figure it out, work it out, figure it out, work it out, knock it out. You already have to work it out. Thank you for working out our situation, Jesus. Thank you for working out our problems, Jesus. Thank you for working out our illnesses, Jesus. Thank you for your stripes that heals everything, every sin. Hallelujah. Your blood-bought time on the cross covers us. May we receive it. May we learn to receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. As we look at our responsibilities to us, we ask you to just show us Psalm 37 all throughout the week in our life. Show us Psalm 37 and how to be working it in our life. If we follow it, what you will do for us. Hallelujah. Now, and let your word go in the byways, the highways, the streets, the ditches, the roads, even the pathways in our hearts and in our minds that we don't reveal to others. Father, I send your word into those areas right now, to the home of the molested, right, the home of the abused right now. Even to the parents that don't feel, I don't even know that they're abusing their kids. I send it that direction right now. Right now, right. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God. Thank you, Jesus, for being God. Thank you, Jesus, for being God. Amen. We're going to do our scripture, get into the word, and then we'll close out with our daily spiritual warfare confession. Scripture starting at Psalms 37, 1 through 8. Psalms 37, 1 reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and our judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devise to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I invite you to look at Psalm 37 every day this week, starting today. I hope you have your sword with you. That's the Spirit of God's Word. You need your sword. You're on a battlefield, so that means you're fighting in a battle. Whether you are just kneeling down and deciding to let the battle go on around you, you're getting affected. You're getting touched. You're getting hit. And look at your life. You see the things that are going on in your life. Even though you said, I'm nice to everybody, I do nobody no harm, but look at sickness in my body. The enemy comes to steal and destroy. If you are a child of God, he set his eye on you. So you might as well stand up and fight this. Because you have a father that's bigger than any adversary that can come against. You have a father who has a weapon that can destroy anything that has a name. Cancer, it could destroy it. It must bow down to our father. You hear what I'm saying? Diabetes, it must bow down. And we've got to do something, too. We've got to be in the correct righteousness pathway. We've got to make sure that we're treating our temple as that, just that, a temple. We can't put anything in it and expect the diabetes to go away. All the sorrows, all the worries, all the fears that you're living up under. It's like you're walking around with an umbrella that's full of all kind of different threats and ideas that will come against you, negative thoughts. And it's a sunny, bright day, but you're walking around with this umbrella. Because in your world, in your life, you have so much stuff that's raining down on you, so much stuff that has you saturated. Oh, and then all of those in your household. Yeah, yeah, you wonder why they're acting crazy. Could it be it's because of you? You're the one holding the umbrella. You're the head of the household. And all the things that you are allowing to come and drip inside of your mind is filling and overflowing into those under you. And now they're taking it off to school and trying to spread that news of that negativity news to someone else's family. And it goes on, and it reaches wide and broad. I invite you to take a stand. Take a stand today. Take a stand today. You need to rest. Your body was made to rest. You need to rest. You know, today's message promises that God will give you the desires of your heart. But it also names three requirements for that promise. First of all, that we must delight in the Lord. We must delight in the Lord, is what it says in verse 4. It feels so good to just read. And you understand what you want to understand, you hear what you want to hear, and then that's it. And then when nothing changes in your life, you wonder why. Ask God for understanding. Ask God to give you into a place, set you into a brook somewhere that he's speaking directly to the pastor and that it can come from the pulpit to give you a clear understanding, that you can hear from God, that you will know God's word and know the meaning of it in your life. Amen? Yes, he will give you the desires of your heart. But you can't just stop there and take off running with that information. There's other things that must happen for you to receive those desires. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Well, tonight, God is wanting me to just help you along the way. So you're not just constantly talking about one thing. You're running and getting excited and tingling in your ears and you twitch and you twerk just a little bit here and there, but then nothing changes in your life. The secret, we reveal the secret, you don't understand why it doesn't change. You're still singing a song that the Lord will make a way somehow, but you really don't understand why you're going back and forth around the same mountain over and over again. You really don't understand why not just you, but now your children are suffering with the same areas that you were suffering. The same weaknesses that you could never get to be strength. You find that your grandkids are now growing up and you already can see in their eyes the same things that you struggled with. Yeah, yeah. He wants to break that cycle, Dad. He wants you to know that there's something else that we're missing. There's something we're missing. And he does not want you to go not one more day being blinded. You know, the song says, I was blind, but now I see. Maybe because you now can see it clear in one area. Don't forget that you need to keep working. You need to keep studying. You need to keep strengthening your relationship with the Lord. Because Our eyes are closed and blind to so many different things. God is wanting to unblind us in all of these areas. So again, our passage today, it does promise you that God will give you the desires of your heart, as we just read in the scriptures, Psalms 37 and 4. But now we want to talk about the requirement for that promise. He says, we must delight in the Lord. We must delight in the Lord. We should trust in his plan. We must trust in his plan. And then third, it says we need to rest in him. We need to rest in him. You know, resting in the Lord is one of the hardest tasks that we must undertake. Resting may sound easy, but it requires a supernatural courage. Since in our human weaknesses, we tend to fret, we tend to worry. And our worry turns our minds away from the light. Our worries turn our mind away from trusting in the Lord. If we can't delight ourselves in the Lord, we're not going to be able to trust in the Lord. If we can't trust in the Lord, we're not going to be able to rest in the Lord. You know, resting sounds easy. But mothers, fathers, if you have, you're tired, you want to rest. But you see that the kids have not been tended to. The household has not been tended to. If you lay down for a second, but you're not going to be able to rest because you still know that the babies are hungry. You still know that they have not been tended to. You still know that the chores are still waiting there. The animals may need fed. Whatever it is, you know it needs to be done today. You know it needs to be done before you can rest. So even though you may close your eyes, you really are not getting rest because you still can hear the sound of the meeting. Amen? But now if you get up, take care of the chore, whatever it is, or you take care of your family, you feed the kids, you bathe the kids, and you put them to bed. You've locked up the doors. You said your prayers. You did what you need to do for today. And then and only then, and you relax and say, it's time for me to get some rest. It's time for me to get some rest. And that's the same way it is with the Lord. It's the same identical thing. The analogy of plays in both sides. Let's look at it like this. So you know that you've got these things that is outside of you. It may be your strength, your health is failing. It may be your marriage is failing. It may be that you need to repent of some sin. It could be you lost your job. Your kids are acting crazy. It can be so many different things. You know those things, trials. You know those things, tribulations, everyday life journeys, the things that we run into, the pit holes that we fall into. But remember, we are on a battlefield, so we are in a war. We are fighting. And if we don't have our armor on that our Father has given to us to protect us, because he's told us that this battle is his, it's the Lord. So we're just out here fighting, but he's got the weapons. He's providing us with victory. But if we are not taking and receiving what it is that he's given us, we're just out here naked, being beat up, then beat down, then turned around. We believe in anything now because we just deceive. Any food can complicate things. Any food can complicate this. But it takes a divine power as such as our God to take his word and put it in such a simple form that even a child sitting next to you hearing the word can understand the word of God, can understand the beauty of God. So you can run around and you can try to do everything in your own power, your own way. You thought you would be married by now? So now you decide that you're going to go out and find the person yourself. You thought you would have kids by now. So now everywhere you go, people's like, you know, your time's locked. So you go ahead and you start doing all these other procedures on your own. You thought you'd be higher in your job position right now. So you start stepping on others and biting over here and lying over here and fussing over here to do whatever you can, conniving to get yourself to that position, regardless of how you get there. You're just working in your own abilities right now. You know, when we go to our own abilities, you know, it's some dark places inside of each and every one of us if we allow ourselves to go there. And we start working in our own darkness. And we start conniving and thinking different ways to do this and that you're better than anything else. So you're going to do this. You see things that nobody else can see. So you call them fools because they'll see what you see. But look at your heart. It's failing. Look at your mind. It's playing tricks. Look at even the way you walk. You're now in pain. There's some things going on that you're saying in your mouth that's coming from the abundance of your heart that a fool thought it was right. He thought it was the way of righteousness. And inwardly it's destroying you. It's tearing you apart. It's not working for you. It's working against you. Again, it's not working for you, ma'am. It's working against you. It's working against you. But when you decide that you're going to do as the scriptures say, first four, so we must delight ourselves in the Lord. We must commit ourselves, and we must trust and rest in the Lord. Once you can delight yourself, that means you are so excited to be in the presence of the Lord. Once you can turn away from worry, it'll give you that opportunity to delight yourself and trust in the Lord. So the three requirements are they combine themselves together. They're interrelated. We must enjoy spending time with God. In order to trust Him, we have to enjoy spending time with Him. You know how it is, or should be, or maybe one time was for you with your spouse. And you truly enjoy spending time with that person. So the more time you spend with that person, the more you found out about that person. The more you found out about that person, the more you began to trust that person. The more you could trust in that person, the more you could commit yourself to that person. The more you could commit yourself, the more you could rest. You could rest assured. That, oh, I know my husband has my back. Oh, I know my husband has the best for me. I know my wife has the best plans for me. I know my wife will go to the end for me. Because you delight yourself in spending time with that person. You delight yourself in loving to trust that person. So now you can rest with that person. So we must enjoy spending time with God. In order to learn how to trust Him, we've got to learn to spend time with God, enjoy spending time with God. So, whoa, let this world fade away. This is my time with God. 6 o'clock p.m., 8 a.m., man. He finally did and got here. I've prayed all day, and I've talked to you all day, but now this is my time with you. I'm shutting off the phones. I'm closing my door, and this is just me and you. We're just going to sit here, and I don't care if you spend 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or more. So that time will get away from you. This is just me and your time, God. I just want to spend it by praying. Then I just want to hear from you. Maybe I want to just start by just reading the Word and asking you to reveal to me what it is that I'm reading. How does it apply to my life? But you start it, and He'll finish it for you. Amen. So the three requirements are interrelated. We must enjoy spending time with God in order to learn to trust Him. And then we must commit to His ways. committing to his way. Remember, I said, resting in the Lord is one of the hardest tasks that we must undertake. Because, first of all, just delighting ourselves and spending time with the Lord. You'd be surprised at how many people just don't even never spend time with the Lord. You'd be surprised at who some of those people are. You may even be surprised at the title that some of those people hold. And then the next thing is, it's hard for us to learn to trust him and to commit to his ways. Ah, like I said, we get hung up. We want our way. Our way or the highway. I know what's best for me. This is my life. And I can do it because I know what I want to do for my life. So we don't want to commit to his way. So our trust is absolutely essential. If we're ever going to be able to rest in him, we've got to be able to trust in him. Trust in his way. And we must be willing to rest in order to truly delight in him. See, it's a good thing when you know whatever's going on. I don't know how, God. Oh, but I trust in you. I know you're going to make way. I don't know how, God, but I trust in you. I'm listening for the direction. Which way do I turn? Is it the right or the left? What do you have me do right now? What would you have me say right now? God, I'm just depending on you. I'm waiting on your word. I'm resting in you. I'm trusting in your way. You know, patiently waiting for the Lord to act is one of the supreme tests of our spiritual maturity. You know that you're getting stronger when you learn how to trust, when you learn how to trust in his ways. You know how to rest in his ways. I invite you to make sure that you go into the archives, download the messages, get them into your spirit, however you need to. Invite a friend to log on and listen to the word of God. And make sure that you rate the show. All right? Let's go back into the word, shall we? The stronger our desire is, the shorter our delay seems. Do you know that little delay seems? That fears of yours that you say, I've just got a quick temper. That fears that it doesn't take too much for people to look at you wrong and you, that's it. You shot off, you're through. You're ready to have it. You're in the flesh. You're in the flesh. That fears. The stronger your desires are to be with the Lord, the longer your feet again. You know that you're maturing in the Lord when you say, you know what? My spirit is very short. That would have set me off. But right now, it doesn't even bother me. It just turns me right back around to my Father. I don't even sit there and entertain the thoughts of whatever was used to would have my attention for hours. And then after that, it's over there, would have my mind's attention for another hour, thinking about all I should have said, should have done. That doesn't even, that's a waste of time for me now. I find myself turning from that, turning right back around to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Turning right back around to my Father. I find myself wanting to delight myself in the Lord. I'm wanting to trust in his way. I'm wanting to just rest in the Lord. I find I'm breathing better. I'm sleeping better. I find I have more energy. Hallelujah. That's what happens when we get closer to the Lord. You know, sometimes we may desperately want to give God a timetable. But genuine, restoratively rest occurs on fixed schedule. Not God that I'm going to trust you as long as you can get me that answer before I get 36. As long as you can give me that husband before this. As long as you can give me that job before I get into this position. But a genuine rest, when we're resting in the Lord, it occurs on his schedule, not ours. Because only he understands every circumstance. Only he knows the precise moment when answering our prayers will yield the maximum benefit. You see, because we want the maximum benefits, right? We want God to answer our prayers with the most
We want him to be able to tell us, yay, and here's the reason why, and here's how I'm going to bless you. Go, be blessed, my child. But we want it right here, right now. We don't have to wait on anything. We don't want to have to do anything. So we sometimes put him on a timetable. We're trusting you, God, for you to do it right now. But again, only God, your creator, he understands when the best time. He knows the precise moment when answering your prayer will yield maximum benefit. And I also want to include that sometimes our Father will move people out of your way just to answer your prayers. Sometimes we as people will whine and cry and moan and cuss and fuss and worry about this person is trying to leave me and why are they leaving me? I can't eat. All I can do is drink now. I'm smoking. I'm snuffing. I'm doing whatever it is. Well, God is just trying to answer your prayers by moving that out of your way. But you ain't ready for that. We pray prayers that we don't want to. We pray prayers that God try to answer us and we don't even know how to even begin. We don't go back and say, God, is this answered prayer? Is this something that answer to prayer that I prayed? If it is, show me the direction. Where do I go from here? God, I'm hurting right now. My heart is broken. I've had that thing leaking around me for so long that now that it's getting ready to go, I don't know what to do. I've been living in some motor bar so long that now that you're raising me and putting me into another place, higher ground, I don't know what it feels like. This turf doesn't feel the same as it did in motor bar. Show me how to walk on this new turf. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say now? But instead, we spend all of our energy, all of our time running in reverse. You'd be surprised how fast you can go in reverse. Looking for that thing, crying for that thing, yelling out for that thing that God has so precisely moved out of your way, taking it from your life. Well, I'm just worried about him because he's used to me cooking dinner. I'm worried about him. Is he eating? I'm worried about her. Is she doing this? I'm worried about that job. Are they going to be able to go on without me? God makes no mistake. The mistake is we can't let go of it. See, we risk reaping disappointment whenever we push ahead of his divine timeline. We've got him on a timeline and he's on his own schedule. And so when we jump ahead and try to do things our own stuff, we risk, R-I-S-K, reaping disappointment. We wonder why. Why are you so disappointed? Because you wouldn't chase that thing back down and he got out of your life. We risk reaping pain, loss, heartache. We're reaping no lovelessness. Pushing our head up his divine timeline. He knows the precise moment when answering your prayer will give you the best for your money. It will yield the maximum benefit. But before you get out of bed each day, and we're going to rest a little, before you get out of bed each day, you need to already be ready to talk to God. Delight yourself in the Lord. Tithe and giving him your first part of your day. Before you do anything else, giving it to him. Before I speak, I want to speak to you. Your morning prayer may go something like mine. Yours may go something different. But it should be something about similar to just this little prayer. Father, I want to thank you for giving me the desires of my heart. Today I'm going to delight myself in you, committing everything to you and rest in the knowledge that you have everything under control. And I will wait for your perfect time. You know, if you just follow through the guidelines of Psalm 37, God will richly bless you. So just with a little prayer in the morning, like we just read, just simple prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for giving me the desires of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. How did he do that? Because first, we're delighting ourselves in him, right? We're committing thy ways unto the Lord. We're trusting in him so that we can rest in him. Thank you for just giving me the desires of my heart. So my desires match up with his desires. He's placed his desires in my heart because I'm committing myself to his way. Yeah. So now his desires have been placed in my heart. They match up and he turns my heart to match his desires. So now there are desires in my heart. And I want to thank you for not just allowing me to go on my desires, but you have given me the desires of my heart. You hear that? Today I'm just going to delight myself in you. I don't care where I'm at and what I'm doing. Before I start my car, thank you, Jesus. Before I go in my job, thank you, Jesus. You're going to be sitting at your desk, too, just thanking God, praying for the insight as he's showing you stuff throughout the day. And he's going to show you and talk to you. It's not a one-sided conversation. He's going to talk to you, show you things. Be prepared for that. I'm going to delight myself in you. I'm going to commit everything to you. I'm going to run it past you first. I want your ways. I want to submit my life to your ways. So I'm going to commit everything to you. And I'm going to rest, I'm going to rest in the knowledge that you have everything under control. I'm going to rest knowing that you got it all in control. I know that you have it all in control. Just like I know the color blue when I see it. I know that you have it all in control. So I'm going to rest in the knowledge that my Father has everything concerning my day under control. And I will wait for your perfect time. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to wait for your perfect time. Amen. 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 For the sake of time, we're going to close right there. Psalms 37, 1 through 8. I invite you to take some time this week and just go through Psalms 137. Go through it. Just take it with you every day. Go through it. Every day, ask God, what is it today you want me to see from it? Every day, let him reveal something else new to you. And right now, if you have not invited the Lord to be a part of your life, to come and live inside of you, or you may have, and God is wanting you to make sure that you introduce someone else to lead someone else to believe. You may say, well, I'm not for sure how. Or if you're just not inviting in, please repeat us. It's very simple. You just need to ask, believe, and receive. Forgiveness, believe in the gift of salvation, pray to confess your sin, and then receive Christ in your life. Heavenly Father, I believe you love me and sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for me. I'm ready to begin a new life with Jesus as my Savior. I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Jesus, I give my heart to you. Teach me how to live the new life you have promised me. Take me just the way I am and make me what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You know, the Bible promises that when you ask God for the gift and you trust in Jesus, you will experience new life in Christ. So I just ask that you get into a Bible-teaching church
pray and ask God to lead you to the right church. Any literature you need, a Bible or any biblical literature to get you started on your way or to continue you on your way, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, that's walkwithmegod@aol.com. I'll be more than happy to get some sent your way, whatever your needs may be. As we leave tonight, again, my name is Minister Vaughn Dumas. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and I just want to release a prayer over you. Our daily spiritual warfare confession. Father God, today I release words of faith into the earth for everyone on this line and this ministry. I release spiritual seeds that bring forth a spiritual harvest and a natural physical manifestation into my life and to the life of others that I intercede for. I release John 3:16 over everything. I release Psalms 55:22. We have no care as we pass the whole of our heritage. He cares for us and will sustain us. We have no heavy burdens because we have taken on the yoke of Jesus. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. We will not allow our souls to be cast down. Our hope and trust is in God. So I release Deuteronomy 28:13. We are above only and not the least, beneath. And we are the head and not the tail. We're blessed coming in and blessed going out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, sisters and brothers, we've come to the close of another broadcast. You know what you need to do. You're on this battle, battleground. You're fighting in a battle. We're going to edify the word of God. We're going to build up the kingdom. And he has all of our weapons, he already has it for us. All of our words, he has it for us. All those miraculous things you're looking for, he has that power. And he has given you the authority to call things, not just as you see them, but it's what you know he would have them be for you. Ask God to deliver you from all of the negative thinking that you're going through. Read Psalm 37. Delight yourself in the Lord. Submit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And then rest in the Lord. Until the next time, I love you. But God loves you more. We'll see you next time on the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas, signing off. Good night.